It's the Hot Brekkie with Danny and Brent. Danny's popped out, but we're joined on the line by someone at least with about 10,000 times more musical prestige. It's Phil Jamieson from Grinspoon. Mate, welcome to the show. How are you?
Really well, Brent. Thank you.
It's good to hear. Mate, we are absolutely stoked to have you guys up for Spring Loaded. It's actually, out of all the music festivals that Darwin's had, which we've had a lot because we're sort of COVID-free, which is awesome, but it's the one that I've been looking forward to the most. It's like a time travel device back to 2005 Big Day Out. It's incredible.
Yes, it is a lot of fun. We've done a few of them so far. We did one in Sydney. We've done one in Brisbane, and they've been unreal. Sort of like, a mini battle of the bands, if you want. Like, we're all Aussies, we're all like a little bit older from 2005, obviously, but there's some great acts there. I think the reason that I really like doing it is because back in the day, these were some of my favorite bands to go and watch as well, so I'm kind of playing alongside people that, you know, I really want to see, which is rare because I hate everything. But I don't hate this. So this is it's super exciting. We don't get to Darwin that often, to be honest. Last time we were there was 2019, 2017, 2018, somewhere around there. So it's been a hot minute since we've visited your lovely city. So, and it's with a great, we're so excited to get back up there again.
Mate, well, we're very excited to have you up here. Now, you're going along, you actually did mention a lot of the acts that are on there are acts that have managed to keep their original lineup as well since the beginning. There's both you, Jebediah is in as well. It's going to be a massive, massive day of authentic and original rock bands.
It sort of is. Yeah, like, maybe there's, like, you know, a little bit of weight around the middle. Maybe there's some grey hairs. But look, we are the original members for better or worse. Maybe sometimes it gets worse. No, look, I think you're right. We played with Jebs in Sydney. We released our debut albums like many moons ago. I think
97 was it?
Yeah, 97. But I think the actual debut albums released 4 weeks apart from each other. So it's really fun to tour with those guys, and we have a lot of love for them.
Well, speaking of a lot of love, there's a story that I wanted to bring up with you, Phil. And I don't know how well you remember it. It's sketchy from my behalf, at least. A couple of years back, I want to say maybe three, we ended up actually on the same lineup, you and I. You were doing music, I was doing stand-up, and it was the Hobart Beer Festival, which a few years back. Merrick Watts was the lead act for the comedy side of things, and we went out afterwards that night. There was yourself, myself, and Merrick Watts, and I just wanted to bring this up because you are actually responsible for the worst hangover I've ever had in my life.
Oh, did you try to drink with me?
Yeah, it was really poor decision.
Sorry, man. I do remember that night. It was a beautiful gig. It was on the water there in Hobart, the beer festival. Always a bit of a strange gig. I think I was playing, you know, because it's just me solo.
It was just you, yeah.
And then afterwards they had on, like, you know, like the Daft Punk Australia show or something. So it was like really quite disparate type of things. I mean, I just play kind of quite quietly solo. But I've known Merrick for many years because of Triple J, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, and he hates a drink as well.
Yeah,
but yeah, I've had reports that other people have said to me, yeah, I went out drinking with you and I've had the worst hangover ever. How do you maybe start smoking again? I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do any of those things. But yeah, I think I don't know. I don't mean to lead people astray, but when people order a midi, I'm like, let's get a pint.
Yeah, let's not mess around. I will say the nail in the coffin wasn't even you. We did end up at a casino where Merrick Watts, instead of ordering a round of drinks, ordered all of us a bottle of wine. And
right, there you go.
That was the
idea. Ending up at a casino with Merrick Watts in Hobart, the Rest Point Casino, may I say, you know things are going to be wobbly. But I remember that night really, really clearly. It was a really fun little evening, and it was a really great vibe.
I wanted to play a bit of a game with you here, because you've got a classic lineup here of acts that are joining. So you got yourself, You Am I, Regurgitated Jebediah, Frenzel Rom, Magic Dirt, Tumbleweed, Custards, Cream Feeder, The Meanies, and a few others as well. I wanted to play, which one would you share a hotel room with if you had to tour together?
Oh. Well, I mean, Davey Lane and I are very close, to guitarist from You Am I.
Yeah.
So I'd probably share with Davey. I'm not going to share a whole hotel room with You Am I or Jebediah PS. I'll just pick one of the members. So I'm going to pick one of the members. It'll be Davey from You Am I, the guitarist.
Yeah.
The person I'd least like to share a hotel room with is
this is what
Tim
I wanted
Rogers
to hear. Yeah, okay.
From You Am I, because he snores and he orders room service at 3 a.m. and he orders two roasted chickens all the time. So I can't cope with Tim, but I do love him dearly, but I can't share a room with him. And is there more to this game? I think there's more to this game. I've already answered the question.
Yeah, so well, you've jumped straight in. No, that's okay. I'll give you a couple others. It's sort of a would you rather if you prefer. All right, so how about we go this way? Frenzel Rom or Magic Dirt? Which one would you share a room and or tour bus with?
Oh, there's no way you'd share anything with Frenzel Rom. There's Magic Dirt of all the time. Frenzel Rom are these, they turn up with their limousine, they've got a jacuzzi on the roof of their limousine, they're smoking, you know, Cuban cigars, drinking Cristal. I've got a, you know, like, it's just opulence. I can't cope with that. So Magic Dirt are much more grounded. They're from Geelong. Geelong's a lot like Lismore. You know, they're friends from a Sydney band. You know what Sydney's like.
Yeah,
you know, Sydney people.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't want to hang with friends from ever. And they're lucky they're on the tour, to be honest.
Who has the more executive power? I mean, you guys had your debut album. You and Jebediah are both 97s. You and my, you know, rock history as well. Do you think that if you banded together, you'd say Frenzel Rom, you're out? Or
there's no way we have executive power. Frenzel are fantastic. They have a lot of great songs. They do love a laugh though. So I read like last week in an interview they were doing promoting these shows that I was turning up in my helicopter and, you know, having tantrums about blue M&Ms. So I'm just getting them back a little bit with a bit of slight ribbing on Hot 100 Darwin.
Mate, and absolutely. If anything, we never riff on Frenzel Rom anywhere near enough. So great to have you. Great to have you, Custom Out. With that in mind, I'm so excited to have you guys up here. It's going to be an absolute blast. It's going on in July 13th. It's going to be great. Tickets are already on sale. I will be there July 23, sorry. I did 10 days early. That's
July
when I'll start camping
July
out.
July 23. Yeah, I was going to say, is it July 13? My dates are so mixed up. So it's July 23. I think it's a Friday. Does that sound right to you?
It is, yes,
is
Friday.
It a Friday?
Yes.
So it's like there's no excuse. Like it's going to lead into the biggest long weekend of all time. So a Friday, oh my God, I cannot wait.
It's going to go absolutely off. Phil Jamison, thank you for joining us on the Hot Brekkie.
Thanks, Brent.